Hachette Audio presents The Thousand Crimes of Ming Su. Written by Tom Lin. Read by Fyodor Chin. Part 1. Hunt. 1. For a long time, it had ceased to trouble him to kill. The town of Corinne was behind him, together with its gambling dens and saloons and bars full of angry men. Not 2 hours ago, Ming had killed a man, and already in his mind, the memory of it had begun to give way to the fire of imagination. In perhaps a day's time, he would come round the northern horn of Salt Lake, and the monstrous shimmer of the railroad on the horizon would draw near and become visible as iron and wood. For now, only the lake lay before him. At length, the sun dropped to the surface of the lake and pressed a while against its own reflection before slipping under. Ming made camp and kindled a fire and took off his boots, brushed what seemed thousands of crushed brine flies off his socks. The smell of rot tinged the air. The man Ming had killed was named Judah Ambrose, a former labor recruiter for the Central Pacific, who kept at his hip a 5-shot revolver with bored-out cylinders designed for cartridge ammunition instead of the usual cap and ball. Ming had seen such a weapon before, but had never waited one in his hands until that moment when he stood over Judah's crumpled body and hefted the dead man's gun. It was still warm when he picked it up. The hammer had been left cocked, its trigger waiting for the pressure of a finger. Judah's finger. He had gotten a shot off before Ming killed him, but the round had gone wide, missing Ming by a foot and a half. Now, as Ming sat by his campfire, he swung out the cylinder of Judah's revolver and counted 4 live rounds and 1 spent. The gun was worth a lot of money, and he would keep it, even if he could find no more rounds. He turned the gun from side to side in the thin moonlight and watched his reflection on the blue steel barrel skew and warp. As the fire burned, the logs blackened to charcoal and then to ash, and the moon sank beneath the horizon, and morning cut into his reverie. He thought he had slept, and this was enough.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?